Curtis, you just came from a city council retreat, the first few hours of a 2-day Aspen City Council retreat. Mm-hmm. What do you know so far? What have they talked about and what's on the agenda for today?
So we sat through the morning session where they reviewed what they saw as accomplishments and disappointments over the last couple of years. There was a really interesting discussion from Councilman Frisch about being a little more proactive and understanding going in to things, whether or not you're going to be going downstream, you know, easy stuff like here's a master plan to improve open space, or whether you're going to be going upstream, as in let's build a 46-foot tall government building when surrounding zone districts only allow 28 feet. And, oh, by the way, we may do an end run around the public on the financing. Like, maybe some of that should be a little more upfront in the process as opposed to the end. It's like if you know that Tony Kronberg is going to come in and give you holy hell about this building and try and do a referendum.
At the Rio Grande.
So if you just hold that as something that you know is going to happen from the beginning, you know, maybe you can deal with the fallout better.
Doesn't this sound familiar with the powerhouse scenario with the old art museum and who was going to occupy that? And they finally backed down on occupying that with a brewery and et cetera. Because those
the
residents
was
are a little bit
arms.
More powerful than Tony Kronberg, who's one person as a gadfly in City Hall.
Mayor Steve Skadron had a pretty interesting comment about that. He said that has taught him a valuable lesson, which is that Aspen is less and less a cohesive community, and it's more a collection of different neighborhoods with different interests that often do not align. And so that is sort of a new challenge, perhaps, for the government, is having to deal with, you know, these different neighborhood groups that are maybe a little more segregated than they were before.
So they went through their accomplishments and disappointments. Can you give it a quick rundown of that, or just some highlights of what they think they did well and what they did not do so well?
Everyone's real thrilled about the land use code rewrite and the moratorium and everything that came out of that. For example, extending 28-foot height limits all around the downtown core except for the public zone district. No one really mentioned that part of the irony, but anyway, everyone was real thrilled about the moratorium.
That's why you're here, Curtis.
They had a goal 2 years ago of trying to form a more cohesive policy about how you deal with underfunded capital reserves in affordable housing, and that's really just gone nowhere. I mean, the big issue is Centennial right there, where they're facing, you know, potentially a multi-million-dollar repair bill. No one knows how that's going to be paid for.
That was a top 10 goal, wasn't it?
It wasn't. That's right. It's a top 10 goal that's gone. That's the one goal on the list that even the city says has gone absolutely nowhere.
What do you think of council dynamics with Bert Myron and Ward Howenstein joining Steve Ann Mullins and Adam Frisch? What's that? Do we have two different councils?
Yeah,
there?
I do. I do think we have that. I think Bert is on a totally different page than the rest of the council. You know, Ward, I think, will figure out really where he's at. It's you know, he kind of had a rough coming out party when he changed his mind within the course of 90 minutes on whether or not to have the public vote on the City Hall building.
I mean, I will say with retreats in general, with elected boards, it is often good to get out of the range of the cameras. The cameras changed everything, I think, in terms of government meetings, and work sessions and meetings now are all political theater in a way. They're very controlled sometimes, and I think it's good for elected officials and staff to sit down and talk about things, right?
I think it's a good process. I mean, it's probably the most open-ended forum that the council ever gets to have. Steve Skadron made the point of, you know, you campaign, you have a platform, and this is where you come in and say, okay, here's what I want to do, and you bat it around with your fellow council members, and if your argument prevails, then it's right there on that list of top 10 goals, and you give the marching orders to the city staff, and they go and bring you proposals on how to implement it. I mean, it's very fundamental to the way government works in this town.